Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Todd Furman joins us from Vegas. Nashville beat out Vegas for the 2019 NFL Draft. Sorry, Todd.
It's all right. Our hockey team is still playing. Your guys are already on the golf course.
Oh, right there.
Yikes. Oh, man. I want Trotty to send his... Never mind. And so, speaking of hockey, one of the great things in sport is any Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. We get one tonight, Washington and Tampa. What do you think?
You know what? I've had a terrible read on this series almost from the beginning, looking at the two teams trading road wins with one another to even the series up at 2-2. Tampa winning their third straight game to go up 3-2, and then Washington, of course, answering on home ice to push us to a Game 7. Interestingly enough, Brent, when I did a little bit of reading on Game 7, the previous 15 teams to emerge from their conference finals in seven games, 12 of those teams have gone on to win the Stanley Cup. 9 of the last 10 times it's happened, that's been the case. So it bodes well for whoever comes out of this game alive tonight. I look at Washington. I trust Braden Holtby more between the pipes. I trust Tampa's offensive capabilities a bit more. But when you're looking at the price and what feels like a coin flip, I'd have ever so slight lean towards Washington plus the odds.
What's the better matchup for Vegas?
I think you're rooting for the Capitals because you'd love to get home ice and have Washington come out and fly west. Whereas if, you know, Tampa were to win, Vegas would start game one Monday on Memorial Day on the road at Amalie. So I think just by virtue of that, you'd like to see the Caps. But ultimately, from an X's and O's standpoint, I think the speed of the Knights can create more problems for the Lightning. And Braden Holtby scares me a lot more between the pipes than Andre Vasilevsky does.
How does this thing wind up looking if it's the Lightning versus Vegas or if it's the Caps versus Vegas? How does it all shake out favorite-wise?
When you're looking at the odds right now, the Golden Knights are even money to win the Stanley Cup, followed by Tampa, Mickey, at a shade less than 2-1, and Washington, a bit of a long shot at 4-1 from betonline.ag. Now, if we're looking at the actual odds, should it be the Vegas Golden Knights against the Washington Capitals? I think the Knights will open slight favorites, right around minus $1.20. Now, should they have to go on the road to take on Tampa, you'd be looking at the Lightning probably in that 50 or 60 cent range. But that hasn't slowed down the Knights so far this postseason, and we've seen a number of underdogs, you know, jump up and bite. But that just gives you some perspective in terms of how the odds makers will view the series.
Switching over to a little NBA talk. Cavs, Boston 2-2, Game 5 tonight.
Well, what's been interesting, Don, I'm surprised to see the general betting public gravitating towards Boston in this game. You look at the way the series has gone, both teams holding serve on their respective home courts. And it's been Boston's inability to consistently get good shots. I mean, this team has struggled from the floor over the last three games. I mean, you look at their shooting percentages. I mean, they can't get past 44%, and they were not able to come up with a timely three-pointer in games three or four. This is where LeBron takes series over. And I look at Cleveland. If they're able to get any secondary scoring, George Hill's kind of been the barometer for the series, averaging 13 points per game in two home games, only 8 points total in the two on the road. Boston will come out, throw a few wrinkles at them defensively. I just don't think they have the scoring power. But from a betting standpoint, I actually like the under at 206 better than I would either side tonight.
Rockets-Warriors, what do you think about that one?
I think you expect Golden State to try and bounce back. They're, of course, going to be one-point favorites for a pivotal Game 5. Was a little bit surprised to see Houston withstand the barrage from Golden State in the third quarter to get out of Oracle with a win outright as 9-point dogs. What's going to be interesting is I can tell you Books Mickey will be rooting for the Houston Rockets. Now, I know betting is still extremely early for a game that won't tip off for quite some time, but about 8 out of every 10 tickets coming in on Golden State, folks operating of that mindset that the Warriors will bounce back. The key for me, though, to even consider Golden State, I need to know that Andre Iguodala is going to be healthy and out there. Him and Draymond Green seem to play on the same level defensively and rotate much better than the Warriors showed in key junctures yesterday without his services available.
How much, Todd, if any, will these kickoff rule changes or the using your helmet as a weapon rule changes, all the stuff that's going on with the league, will that have an effect on how games are bet or over-unders, or will it move the needle in any way at all?
The helmet rule, I'm going to say no. I haven't had a chance to dig into it completely to know exactly what kind of impact it might have. Obviously, for those folks that are taking part in in-game wagering, when you see a key contributor, regardless of what level of defense they're on, get ejected by the targeting rule, that could change the dynamic quite a bit. Now, the kickoff, that's a much different scenario, and I have much sharper mask guys already being tasked with trying to figure out how this will impact field position. I can tell you when they moved touchbacks from the 20 to the 25, that does change the probability of games going under the total. And for someone who gravitates much more towards unders than over, I don't want to give up any semblance of the edge that I have, especially knowing that this has become a pass-first league, and high-flying offenses have really become the order of the day in 2018.
So Nashville has the draft in 2019. Of course, immediately it's, we want more, 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 and there's already, oh, okay, well, when is the Super Bowl coming to Nashville? Odds that Nashville gets that.
Well, I have a feeling that Vegas is going to be getting a Super Bowl sooner than Nashville, unfortunately. Now, the draft, a different dynamic. I just don't know if the league really wants to go about sending the Super Bowl all over the country. We've seen it gravitate towards certain destinations, and they've really drawn a lot of heat when they've gone to cold weather climates. I mean, New York probably being the example. Dallas, more or less, the anomaly. So if the precedent the NFL has set is going to continue, the real key to get a Super Bowl, regardless of you're in Nashville, Chicago, or Green Bay, build yourself a shiny billion-dollar stadium, and the league will do everything they can to try and give you the big game, at least inside of 5 years of those doors opening.
That is definitely true. Can you imagine Super Bowl in Vegas? Holy crap.
I mean, you know what? It's funny because everyone talks about the event capabilities, but there are a lot of folks that work in the hotel that don't really see it as bringing a whole heck of a lot because it's such a marquee event already on the sports calendar. But I've spoken to some of the folks in hotel that deal with room rates and doing all of that kind of thing. They think room rates for a Super Bowl in Las Vegas would exceed what we annually see on New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
Wow.
Hey, when this whole NFL draft process started, the five cities that could get one of these two, what do you think Nashville's odds legitimately were? Because we just thought, okay, Vegas is getting a new team. They'll get one. And then we thought 2019 is the 100th year of the NFL. Surely they're going to do one that ties to Canton Cleveland. And ultimately, Nashville gets the one. What do you think those odds would have been?
You know, if you look at the five different options that were available, they definitely wouldn't have been the favorite. I probably have made them right around a 4-1, 5-1 long shot. But I think it's a credit to everything that Nashville has built. Not only the Titans up and coming in terms of some of their playoff expectations, but the level of entertainment and engagement. The league has really wanted to turn this draft into a spectacle. And in my opinion, when you talk about top five cities for entertainment and everything that comes along with it, Nashville is definitely mentioned in that breath.
See, just when Nashville guy hates you for everything you say about their sports teams, you go and do something like that, Todd, and
totally redeem yourself.
You guys should know, after years of doing radio every Wednesday at 4:30 Central, if there's nothing, no redeeming qualities I bring to the table, honesty should be the only one. I don't tell people what they want to hear. I like to try and be honest and objective, even if it pisses off some of the locals.
That's why we love you.
Is it pool party season yet, Todd?
It's getting close. You know what's crazy? I actually had to leave Vegas. I'm on the road doing a little bit of a gambling special for the folks at Fox in regards to NASCAR and what it could potentially mean to the sport. So any NASCAR fans, check out Race Hub tomorrow afternoon. It should be a fascinating roundtable discussion with some former drivers. But I have a wedding in Charleston, South Carolina on Sunday. Ooh. The reason I'm rooting for Tampa tonight is because I'm going to have to change my flights for game one of the Stanley Cup to make sure I don't miss the first ever home game in Golden Knights history for the Stanley Cup Finals, and I'm not sure Charleston to Vegas is anything close to a foregone conclusion that I can get a direct flight out of.
So am I going to see you on Southern Charm when my wife watches that show?
I don't think they're going to try and bring a native Chicagoan hailing from Las Vegas into Southern Charm. If they do start a show called Drunken Idiots, there's a much better chance that I would make a cameo appearance
there. Dude, I've already been on two seasons of that. Where have you been? What was I going to? Oh, Nat. So I heard like the whole legalization of gambling might have the biggest impact on NASCAR out of any sport.
There's definitely thought processes that could be the case. And I think the one case study would be Dover, Delaware, where you have a track attached to a casino. You have two races there annually. But the real question becomes, and I know folks in Nevada tinkered with it before, would NASCAR want to adopt fixed odds like we've grown accustomed to when you pick the Super Bowl champion, the NBA champion, Stanley Cup champion, et cetera? Or would they gravitate more towards a parimutuel model that we've seen take prominence in horse racing? From my perspective, pari-mutuel model would have been great with Dale Jr. because he would have gone off the favorite every single week, and you would have been able to find value on other drivers. For a guy that wants to bet the best driver, I just hope nobody bets Kyle Busch if they go pari-mutuel-wise, and I'll be able to get him at much better odds than what the true market is going to give me these days.
Always thinking about yourself, Todd.
You know what? You have to think about the next investment opportunity, and when it comes to sports gambling and legalization, I can only hope it creates some softer markets out there for me to take advantage and some of my loyal following.
615-737-1045 is the number. You can get Todd on Twitter, at Todd Furman. Todd, thanks, man.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.